Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Ooh, can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Ooh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is sit out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to the Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you.
Yo, what's up, peoples? What's up, all of my listeners out there, most of my podcasters? What's up, what's up, what's up? It's the PAB coming back at you with the Bodega. Very impromptu show. I'm talking about, I said, fuck it. It's a posting blog since I'm running this shit and I don't get paid for it. And we can do a show whenever the hell we want, me and Sid. I figured I'm going to go on now and invent a little something. I'm talking about going in maybe on a couple of things, maybe playing some tracks. We've been away for a minute. Sid's been chilling in Albany for a hot minute. Me and myself are going through a lot of personal drama, which I may expand on tonight. I'm only going to be with you for about another 28 minutes. I'm only doing a half an hour because I don't want to bore you. But if you're listening, thank you very much. If you downloaded, you're looking out. I can say right now that in the next couple of days, sometime next week being from August 21st, 2009, the week following, Friday right now, we got a show lined up. We're looking to get Tim Arson on, and the Pyromaniac, formerly the ECW Zombie on the first ECW show when they were on Sci-Fi. So, they're coming back in a second. Either way, thanks for killing the music. Right now it's just me and Deuce. I ain't even going to get on Deuce, man, because Deuce don't deserve no hate today, man. Deuce don't deserve no hate. I've seen some real motherfuckers that need some hate. But either way, like I was saying, we're going to get things right back on track. We got a couple of things lined up. A couple of people want to come on the show and just hang out, so it's all good. Anyway, if you are listening tonight and you feel like calling in and harass and add your 2 cents, phone number is a New York area code. It's 914-803-4124. It doesn't spell shit, all right? We ain't got it like that. But if you want to call, 914-803-4124. Anyway, man, right now people are wondering. I've been laying low. I don't return phone calls because I suck at returning phone calls lately. Part of the time, you know what, as I'm getting older, I just want to deal with people less and less. It's not that I don't like nobody. I just don't have the drive to pick up the phone and engage in a conversation more than 5 minutes. For that, I'd rather just be hanging out with you and chilling. You know what I mean? Just hanging out, box of Edmonds, quart of milk. That's how me and my people did it when we weren't drinking. So, and that's the way it is. I put a lot of people onto that that like to take credit. I'm the one that got that from my cousin, big up Max, if he's listening. And it is what it is. So right now, like I was saying, the things that have been going on right now, at least with me hesitating with getting the show going, especially after that crazy show with Ricky Vega, much love to Ricky, he will be coming back on in the near future to finish that up, is that I live, for anybody who thinks living in the country, like right now I'm living upstate New York, if you think living in the country and in the suburbs is all good, I got news for you, it's full of shit, man. It's bullshit, especially if you're from the city. I have the mentality at this point, yo, the fish out of water thing goes even deeper. If you are not from here and you didn't grow up here and don't know what you're dealing with, forget about being blindsided. Forget about culture shock. It's a whole other motherfucking world because people handle their business completely different. And I mean, people are psycho, crazy psycho, type of people that will try to act ghetto. They will emulate that shit you see on Springer, that shit you see on Maury. But they're not really about it. Like I said, key word in that is emulate, man. So what do you think? Yo, I'm going to put it out there. Last 2 years of my life have been crazy. but I'm trying to be strong for everybody. I'm trying to be strong for my family. And I got to say right now, in this day and age, I know a lot of people that seem to be hitting hard luck. I mean, a lot of people. There's a laundry list of y'all motherfuckers. Right now, I break it down like this. There are two lists of people right now that are going through shit in the world. Those that are expecting children that are having their fun and expecting a child from that fun, which is stressing itself. Or they're in the other motherfucking line, which is a long-ass line, a deep motherfucker where the recession and all that other shit is hitting us. I'm part of that deep motherfucking line. And about 2 years ago, before the recession even hit, motherfucking faggots around my way decided to hurt my family without going into it. Attacking, let's just say it was a personal attack upon my oldest, quote-unquote, stepdaughter. I got to say stepdaughter because she's not, but she considers me a father, so it's all good because original father is absentee. What are you going to do? You know, I'm just being honest with you people. And it took a lot for me not to kill the dude. I actually went to try to kill the dude, but he for those that know the lingo, he dipped on me, man. For those that don't know the lingo, he kind of disappeared conveniently for the time frame that I was looking for him and then conveniently popped up at the police station giving himself in. Needless to say, you fast forward, homeboy gets off with probation for what happened, and I got to walk around with that knowledge after a bunch of drama. Fast forward now to this year. Your boy right here, I've lived in the projects. I've lived in the ghettos. Big up Coney Island. Big up LES, Lower East Side. Big up Spanish Harlem. Big up South Bronx. I see you. Big up Boston Road. Big up Fordham Road. I can't shout out too many places in Queens because most of the people I know in Queens live in nice neighborhoods. But big up to y'all because I know y'all go through your shit too. But like I was saying, man, I've been in some ghettos. I've always had to watch my back. Maybe it's the environment. Maybe because when you're in the city, you automatically look over your shoulder. You automatically got your guard up. You know, when I came up here, I walk around for some reason with my fist not tightly clenched, but ready to, like, punch somebody, just ready to knock somebody the fuck out. And I do it instinctively now, and I guess I just got so used to doing that in the city, always being jumpy, you know? And so now when I do it up here, people are like, why are you walking around like you're going to hit somebody? I'm like, I'm not walking. That's the way I walk. That's when I go into a restaurant, when I go out with my girl thinks I'm eyeballing other chicks. My girl thinks I'm checking out other girls because I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking at everybody. I'm looking at everything, especially if my back's not against the wall. Not paranoid, but I'm being observant. I had to explain to her, that's just me being aware, being sure that if anything pops off, I know what I'm going to do. Be prepared, man. It's the Cub Scout motto. Shit. Fuck them Girl Scouts beyond them cookies. Go with the Cub Scouts. Be prepared. And so that's the way I am, man. And I guess up here, man, you expect to put your guard down because you're away from all the bullshit. Maybe I got blindsided. I could be a devil's advocate. Maybe I got blindsided. You know what I mean? And that's... Thanks, Diz. That was convenient. Ass. But, you know, and now someone robbed me back in January, man. Normally, I've been robbed. I've been robbed at gunpoint. I've been robbed at knife point. You know, I've had shit taken, and to be fair, I've taken shit, but, it up here, I got robbed, and they always say in the hood, your own neighbor will rob your shit, which is true. Up here, it became fact, my own neighbor robbed my shit. So, needless to say, you fast forward a couple of months, they bust them. Lucky I didn't get a hold of him first. And then I see him conveniently around the time of that Ricky Vegas show we had like 2 weeks back, 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks now. Homeboy's walking around. I find out he got probation too. So that's two motherfuckers that are on probation who got busted red-handed, who pleaded guilty, and they served no time. And they wonder why a lot of people, especially those from the city, think the system's bullshit. That's why my whole generation, the more urban they were, the more they thought the system and police were bullshit. And I know a lot of cool-ass cops, so it's not a knock on the cops. I'm just saying, though, that there's a segment of it that's bullshit. There is a segment of it that is bullshit. And so now I got to see homeboy walking around. You know what I mean? And he hangs out with a neighbor across my way who himself has a record, himself attracts every, he is a beacon for every knucklehead around my way. I live in a private area. Every knucklehead hangs out with this guy. And when I say knucklehead for all those out there, not thug asses, these are majority, I'm going to have to play the race card, so fuck it, majority, a bunch of white people, a bunch of white boys, a bunch of white kids that grew up here, probably have never been to the city beyond maybe once or twice to see the Statue of Liberty, you know, or the Empire State Building. Ooh, let's go to Times Square. It's clean and safe now. Yay. You know, those kind of dudes. Those kind of dudes. And I go outside and I hear them talking to each other. What up, son? What up, son? You got that? What you holding? And that's how they talk. That's how they talk with each other. Never in my life have I wanted to backhand somebody so much in my life. And I know by me saying this right now, a couple of you that are listening to the show that have grown up in that environment and know the real and know the deal, you probably amped and ready to thug on somebody. Hell, give me a ring. I'll tell you where they at. But either way, like I was saying, homeboy is right across the street from me, the one around my house, hanging out with another stupid-ass knucklehead. And all of them are shook. They halfway crooks, even though they do dirt. When I look at them, they don't try to look at me in the eye. They don't even try to look at me in the face. They keep their head down. I think that's part of the reason why I haven't done nothing stupid yet. And a lot of y'all are probably thinking, I would have fucked them up. Let me tell you something. Man, I must be like a butterball turkey that's ready, that's done been ready. The button popped out in the back of my neck when I seen this motherfucker ready to thug on him. And I'm not a thug. Some of you are like, he's not a thug. Why does he sound like that? Because I'm mad. I am amped. This is the shit that in the streets, you don't let someone get away with it. You leave a message. You know? And I got to hold back because I am technically a family man now. I got to think about the ripple effect of what my actions will cause for the rest of my family. You know, I have good things popping off right now. I have promising things going on right now. All of us are struggling right now. So if you got something that's promising, even if you're caught in the heat of the moment, you got to know which emotions are erratic and which ones are logical. You know, and so I got to roll with the logic, man. I got to roll with the logic. So I've been trying to hold strong right now. I've been trying to keep my head cool. I got to thank God for a lot of my friends. And I got to call them friends, man. I can call them associates because I don't hang out with them like that. A lot of people have offered their support, advice, and just basically sometimes you want to hear somebody tell you it'll be all right. You want somebody to tell you don't do nothing stupid. Not that I went looking for that, but I had a bunch of people come at me with that, and it helps. It helps to put your shit at ease when you have a bunch of, you know, when you have more than one person trying to convince you to not do anything stupid, that they feel you, but they don't want to see you do anything stupid. So I got to call them friends, even if I've never hung out with them in the club, even if we've never hung on the block, even if we never tried to mac on the same girl, even if you ain't never borrowed a tape from mine, and even if you've never borrowed a tape from me and forgot to give it back, big up my cousin. Whatchamacallit? Man, I just got to give them love because a lot of people are giving me the support, including my boy. I got to shout out my boy Victor, who is going, like I said, man, my boy Victor, we gave him love when Ricky was on the show. This same Victor, another wrestling friend of ours, who right now is an active Marine. I believe he's over in Iraq right now, or he was. He's going through his own shit, too. But my man's ready to take the trip up to where I live, man, to help me out. And I love that, man, because you don't got to do that. And he's genuine with it. And these are one of the dudes that a lot of people think, because I'm a big 6'4" Puerto Rican, 280 pounds, you know a little something about fighting now, even though I was a pussy when I was a teenager. But, you know, they think that I should be intimidating. Yeah, I'm trying to intimidate these fools around here. But the truth is, I still feel like a kid. I still feel like a big kid. I still think on that mentality. I'm not thinking, and by that I don't mean I'm thinking juvenile, but I feel juvenile. I still feel like I'm not an adult. The only time I feel like I'm an adult is when I'm talking to my children. Otherwise, I don't feel like I'm an adult when I'm talking to everybody else. Even, you know, unless you're one of my direct friends. So my boy Victor, even though he's my boy, and we've wrestled against each other, my man intimidates the fuck out of me. You know, I feel like a little brother, even though I'm older than him and bigger than him. one of those feelings, man. I even voiced that on one of the social networking sites a while ago, man. I don't know how it is for the rest of y'all, but me, as I grow, as I become an adult, I guess maybe I was expecting something. You know, you expect certain things to change as you get an adult. I still feel like the way I did at 18, I just got more bills, and I got to be responsible for how my children get raised. Other than that, when left to my own devices, I'm as immature and stupid as I was when I was 18. So I don't know if it's only me. I have a feeling it's not only me. I still feel like I'm going to get a coco tazo on the back of the head if I slip the tongue around my aunt or something. It's going to be retarded. Anyway, man. Right now you're listening to the PAB on the Bodega Solo. On the solo tip, this is not a regular show. This is just me venting and, you know, talking a bunch of shit about why we've been on break. Kind of like a teaser for the next show. We're going to have Tim Arson on, formerly ECW Zombie, going to come on and hang out and talk about his own stuff that's going on, all that stuff. We are going to get it on and pop, and Sid's going to come back. Sid's going to be on the show. We got everything straight up. What I'm doing tonight is impromptu. One of a kind. Hell, it may not even be available for download past a week. It's only for 1 week. I mean, it's only for one night. I got another 12 minutes. Just me venting. Hopefully some of y'all feel my pain. Some of y'all just like, yeah, I agree with them, whatever. If you want to call in, hell, if you want to call in tonight and just say fuck you to somebody, if you want to vent about something, phone number 914-803-4124, all right? And speaking of hating, even though this is already passe, we haven't played too much music recently because of all the guests. But you know what? We're going to go in on something right now. Let me see what I got here. Let's get into some hate. A hip-hop track of hate. Eminem going after Mariah Carey because of this Mariah Carey song Obsessed allegedly being about Eminem and the fact that she keeps denying that they had a relationship, quote-unquote, and M's claiming they did, and she's playing crazy, which we all know she is crazy. M got pissed off and kind of put him on blast. So if you haven't heard it yet, here it is, and the beat is by Dr. Dre. Go figure that one out. Eminem, warning.
Only reason I dated you in the first place is because you did not see me. Now I'm pissed off. Sit back, homie, relax. In fact, grab a six-pack. Kick back while I kick back. Yeah, Dre, sick track. Perfect way to get back. Wanna hear something wick-whack? I got the same exact tat that's on Nick's back. I'm obsessed now. Oh, geez, that's supposed to be me in the video with the goatee. Wow, Mariah didn't expect it to go balls out. Bitch, shut the fuck up while I put all them phone calls out. You made it my house when you was wildin' out. Before Nick, when you was on my dick, and give you something to smile about. How many times you fly to my house? Still trying to count. Better shut your lying mouth if you the one they're finding out. You probably think because it's been so long, if I had something on you, I would have did it by now. Oh, on the contrary, Mary Poppins, I'm mixing a studio session down and sending it to mastering to make it loud. Enough dirt on you to murder you. This is what the fuck I do. Mariah, it ever occur to you that I still have pictures? However you prefer to do, and that goes for Nick too. Faggot, you think I'm scared of you? You're gonna ruin my career, you better get one. Like I'ma sit and fight with you over some slut bitch cunt that made me put up with a psycho ass over 6 months and only spread a leg to let me hit one. Yeah, what you gonna say, I'm lucky? Tell the public that I was so ugly that you fucking had to be drunk to fuck me. Second base, what the fuck you tell Nick Punk? In the second week we were dry humping, it's gotta count for something. Listen, girlie, surely you don't want me to talk about how I nutted early, cause I ejaculated prematurely and bust all over your belly, and you almost started early and said I was gross. Go get a towel, your stomach's curling. Or maybe you do. But if I'm embarrassing me, I'm embarrassing you. And don't you dare say it isn't true. As long as that song's getting airplay, I'm dissing you. I'm a hair away from getting carried away and getting sued. I was gonna stop at 16, that was 32. This is 34 bars, we ain't even third of the way through.
time for no reason. Girl, you out your alcoholic mind. Check your wine cellar. Look at the amounts of all the wine. Like I fucking sit around and think about you all the time. I just think this shit is funny when I pounce and wanna rhyme. But fuck it now, I'm about to draw the line. And for you to cross it, that's a mountain that I doubt you wanna climb. I can describe areas of your house you wouldn't find on an episode of Crips. A blow below the ribs. If I hear another word, so don't go open in your jibs. Cause every time you do, it's like an overload of fibs. I ain't saying this shit again, ho, you know what it is. It's a warning shot. Before I blow up your whole spot, call my bluffing. I release every fucking thing I got, including the voicemails right before you flip your top. When me and Luis were trying to stick two CDs in the same slot. I love you too. Let me whisper sweet nothings into your ear, boo. Know what you say?
It's nothing.
Yeah, so what I'll do is refresh your memory when you said
I want you.
Now should I keep going or should we call truth?
You think you cute, right?
You look sweet as I do.
I'm Mary Poppins, B.
And I'm Superman, too.
Mary P.
Shaded. Coming at you. So if you still be my
baby girl,
then I'll still be your
superhero. I'm an M.
Yeah, I'm right here.
You like this?
Nope, not anymore, dear. It cuts like a
knife
when I tell you get a
wife.
But I'm moving on with my Nick, is that your
wife?
Well, tell her to shut her mouth, then I'll leave her alone. If she don't
stick this quick,
then I'ma just keep going.
I see Marianne. Marianne saying, cut the tape. Cut the tape. Knife.
All right, man, I'm back. That's right. You heard Mariah on the track. Eminem's playing with the audio. Also, a couple of links in case you don't know. We are conglomerate.podomatic.com, the DJ Sid's music site. All the shows are there to download and listen to streaming, as well as a couple of other mixes. You guys already know blogtalkradio.com/thebodega is the home base of operations. Also, let me see, we're on Facebook, Conglomerate Radio on Facebook. Also, what is it, myspace.com/theconglomerate, D-A, conglomerate, or Skills Row, S-K-I-L-L-Z, Row. Those are pretty much the plugs. Also, big up to the Gleason's crew out in Brooklyn, wrestlers. Went out, saw them, haven't seen a show in over a year. It was good. Only saw a couple of old faces. Didn't see, saw a lot more new faces, which was expected. But big up to the ones that I did know, a couple of the boys. Who knows, man? Your boy might be back in the ring by the beginning of next year, because I'm definitely feeling froggy about hitting somebody, even if it's carefully calculated hits. You know what I mean? But either way, like I said, man, just a show of me venting today. You know, man, I just got to get off. Had to get a lot of shit off my chest. On top of it, you know, I'm gonna get my Tony Robbins on. My Tony Robbins, my Richard Simmons without the fat bitches. You know, I gotta motivate. I gotta just put out something. Like right now, one of the things I got popping off, I'll share with everybody. I'm looking to become a hip-hop Puerto Rican trucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking to trick my truck, whatever the fuck that shit's called over on that country network. But on the real, so I got that popping off, man, and it's, things are going good. And you know what? It's funny. A couple people have asked me why that. Like I've gotten that question more than 5 times, which is not a bad thing, man. Why am I doing it? Like, why would I try to be a trucker? Like, why would somebody like me try to be a trucker? Why not, man? I enjoy being, I've gotten used to the trips. I used to ride the subway for an hour and a half to hang out with my friends, just to hang out. Now that I'm driving, you know, and I'm driving 93 style in the Jeep with the boom bap shit. I can't deal with these spanky, jerky leg dances. But you know what? Like I said, I'm on my Tony Robbins right now, man. I see no reason why not to. I have, at with age, I have learned that, you know what? You truly only live once. So if you have an opportunity to do something and really not have it affect your life negatively, like, you know, as long as it's not breaking the bank, as long as it's not taking food out of your kids' mouths, as long as you got a roof over your head and you can get something else, why not, man? Why not try things? Even if it's just for the story, try something. You know what I mean? Up until about 25 years old, I thought I was a pretty boring dude, and I had everybody else telling me, you know, like, I've been bungee jumping. I've learned how to be a professional wrestler. I've worked in the theater. as much as I didn't really break as a hip-hop artist, I made a go at it. You know what I mean? I've gotten into breakdancing. I got into graffiti on a serious level, like actually trying to do it out there publicly, not just like, you know, I made the attempt. I made a genuine attempt at these things. Crash or burn, as long as I enjoyed myself while I was doing it, you know what I mean? And I did it, you know, I just did it to do it because I was curious. So why should I stop? Having a trucking license, even if in hindsight, let's say 2 years from now, I get another job that has nothing. Let's say I get a job that has nothing to do with trucking. You know what I mean? But I got that license. You know, I managed to achieve something that the majority doesn't. That the majority, you know, like they may mess around with the idea. You know what I mean? I can't even lie, man. At 32, I'll even be a fireman right now. That's something I've always had in the back of my head. Who knows, man? I might be a weekend warrior fireman slash part-time rapper, part-time wrestler, bullshit internet radio show host, trucking Puerto Rican, still with the bag of Utz and Swedish fish. Damn it. You know, somebody out there in the city, hook your boy up. Somebody mail me up a case of some Tropical Fantasy coconut soda. I'm just saying, just show some love. I'll mail you a magnet. You know what I mean? Man, I'm just saying, yo, and that's my advice to everybody. Just live your life, man, because you don't really see it until you get to a certain age. All that bullshit about, you know, you only live once. When you're young, you kind of take shit like that for granted. And while you're young is when you really should take advantage of it, because you don't have all the bills and you don't have all the responsibilities yet. And it doesn't hit you until you're older. You're like, damn, I should have. I'm still young enough to fuck around and do this shit. So you know what? I'm going to fuck around and do it. As long as I'm not hurting nobody, as long as my family's fed, you know, my family comes first. But as long as they're straight, I'm going to continue to attempt things that are interesting, that entertain me. And I implore all of you to do the same thing. Just make sure your family is straight first. Don't deny them. But you know what? Also, don't deny yourself either. That also goes for all your motherfuckers that are in love, that are passing up opportunities because you don't want to be away from your loved one. Y'all better get your own life correct. I'm telling you right now, you're going to regret this shit later. I'm just saying. Anyway, man, I'm about to go because the live show's about to kick off. It's going to go to a podcast. I ain't all for that, man. The podcast is more fun when we got people hanging out and we can just keep bullshitting. Makes it real interesting to wonder what we said. Besides, I probably bored you enough if you're listening. So right now, I'm going to go out with a song. It's probably going to cut off in the middle of a song. If you downloaded it, the show will end as the song ends. So you're not going to be missing much. This song is by this group called Tanya Morgan. And Tanya Morgan it's a name, but it's an actual hip-hop group. It's three dudes from three different parts of the country who all collaborated on this album, independent album called Brooklynati, through the OK Player, Questlove from the Roots is a part of it. Whatchamacallit, promoting them and shit. Song's called Bang Bang Boogie. You guys are going to love it. I'm feeling this track, all right? It's a little bit old, but let me put it out there for you. Bang Boogie, all right? And we will have a show this week. Tim Arson coming through with DJ Sid. Peace.
With my cousin Mike Willis, reminiscing on the babysitting, watching Dobie Gillis. Nick at night, chicks alike walk past us. As us turned around and looked both with ass like dancers. Mike said, aye, cuz, now I got the right buzz. Middle of the day, but hey, it's looking like a nightclub. Grab one and act, hun. Hey, are y'all sisters? Both looking last. Hey, I'm Melissa, and this here's Whitney. Yep, like Houston. Met him on Houston, here's the confusion. And no way am I saying we had game, but a half an hour later, Melissa was all brain. Whitney is with me in the Gap dressing room. This is real dumb, but this is real fun. Whatever you two are doing, I'ma call security. Left the double limbs and then we ran. Time to boogie beat. I was only 18, young, dumb, and full of it. Cousin Mike was early and the two chicks were hood with it. No, it wasn't worth it. Was the last and the first, y'all. Only benefit was to help me write a verse called Bang and We Boogie. Bang, bang and boogie. Yeah, we bang and we boogie. Bang and boogie. We bang and we boogie. Bang and boogie. Yeah, we bang and we boogie. Bang and boogie. He said,
I'm not a hoe.
I'm like, whoa. Why you take it there? That's not fair.
I don't know.
Be a little insecure, a little immature, so I'm not really sure about getting hurt with sore on the floor. Tuck a different clothes off. Start to try and get mad when I doze off. I get a nose open. She probably cut her nose off. Get plastic surgery. Blame me. Say it was for me to go crazy and maybe try to murder me. Oh, hell no. I think I'm past. See the bad luck when the next cute black kitty cat cross my path. Doesn't add up. Track the clothes. Won't divide her legs off of mass. Now time for an awkward task. Leave the scene without seeming mean. Maybe she's a queen. This not fit for this king. Just because you fit me like a glove, love, doesn't mean you fit for a ring.
Saw a girl on the train. Thought dang that thing pretty. Took me back to the days of hanging out with Kiki J. Tony and the homies way before the cop and ponies. Got my first piece from Aretha. Wasn't much that she showed me.
Just pump, pump, and I'm slumped. But big up, two chest up. Trumped up, but so what? Don ain't really bump, bump.
Man, listen to me. My game was lame, really. But I still found ways to exchange in Kyle Phillies. Played hooky from the homework in the hallways under shirts. Under stairs, underwear. I ain't care, I'm trying to flirt.
So I ain't here, the hall monitor. Creeping up and watching her. Seen enough and hollered them.
Hey, hey, stop it, bro.
Took her to the office and the principal was difficult. Attention wasn't mentioned. He was straight for suspension, yo.
Blaming on the look. They were gasping like I'm pretty. It's the bang, diggy bang, the bang, the bang, boogie. Bang, 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 bang.
This Friday at Humphrey Lefty's, for the first time in 15 years, Brooklyn at his own, hardcore gentleman.